Well, that's certainly a new look for you, Randy. Pretty cool kilt you have on. Have you been binge-watching Outlander again?
I'm wearing this in honor of today's legend of comedy, probably the most famous and beloved Scottish comedian of all time.
I was on holiday before I started working there, and I was sunbathing. I was on the balcony of this house. I don't go to the beach for a few weeks because I'm a Scottish person. And I tend to frighten people on the beach because being Scottish, I'm pale blue.
I'm Steve McClellan.
And I'm Randy Hodgins. And that clip was the great Billy Connolly, or the Big Yin, as he's known in his Scottish homeland. Born in Glasgow in 1942, Billy had a very tough childhood. He left school early and held a number of jobs until he purchased a banjo and got involved in the Scottish folk music scene, eventually leading to a solo career that mixed comedic songs with humorous monologues.
Connolly began recording and performing regularly in the 1970s, and his 1974 solo album featured one of his most famous and controversial comedy routines, The Crucifixion, in which Billy likens Christ's Last Supper to a drunken night out in Glasgow. The recording was banned by many radio stations at the time, but what the heck? Let's listen anyway.
By the way, The Last Supper actually happened in a small tavern known as the Saracen's Head Inn. It's quite a popular place for cocktails of an evening, you know. But the way The Last Supper really happened, all the apostles were in there, drinking wine and tearing lumps off the mother's pride, singing and shouting and bawling, "We are the Christians! Up into these Romans! Here's another glass of that wine!
Billy met his second wife, British comedian Pamela Stevenson, in 1979 when he guest starred on Not the 9 o'clock News. An HBO special in 1990 with Whoopi Goldberg helped introduce Connolly to an American audience, and he earned his own cable special the next year, Billy Connolly, a pale blue Scottish person.
In addition to continuing his prolific comedy recording career, Billy starred in season 5 of ABC's Head of the Class and hosted a number of travel programs for the BBC. In films, he appeared in Muppet Treasure Island and Gulliver's Travels, as well as performing as a voice actor in Open Season and Brave, among many others.
Parkinson's disease forced Billy to retire in 2020, and he and Pamela now live in Florida. While he's the recipient of numerous honorary degrees and comedy awards, his idiosyncratic comedy has always pushed the limits, and he's been described as offensively funny.
And it's that weird medicine. And I said, well, what are the side effects? And they said, an overriding interest in sex and gambling. So if you see somebody in Las Vegas with an erection, he's probably got Parkinson's.
You can find out more about Billy Connolly and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.